friends coming home from college. Oh. It's gonna be ask? Just like good times.
At its finest. That's me, Chris Cote. With my first solo release dropped on Friday. It's called Friends Coming Home. You can get it on iTunes, Spotify, etc. And I want to thank everybody who shared it this weekend. And I want to read you some reviews that it received at the end of the show. But for now, let's talk action sports. This is the Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast, recording on March 19th, 2018. Let's get right into it. We've got a great show. This show is brought to you by Baja Bound Insurance. If you're going to Baja, mainland Mexico, and you're bringing your own car, or you're riding in your friend's car, you need to make sure you have one thing, and bring your surfboards, bring all that stuff you want, but then something you need, car insurance that is applicable in Mexico. Baja Bound has been doing it for a long time. They are the best in the business, and it's just that protection that you need. I love Baja. I've been going there since I was 5 years old. Mainland Mexico, I mean, that is a beautiful world down there. And I would encourage anybody to travel around Baja and mainland. Drive around. You know what? It's good times. But the laws are different. Things are different in Baja and in mainland Mexico. Just get yourself covered. Baja Bound is the way to do that. So go to BajaBound.com. If you're planning on a trip down to Mexico, taking your car, get covered. Last thing you want is to have your surf trip foiled by a fender bender and you wind up in a bad situation. Because it can happen. It can happen anywhere. But if you get yourself covered, you're all good. Thank you, Baja Bound, for supporting the world's greatest action sports podcast and supporting my next trip to Baja with your insurance. Because I will no doubt be using Baja Bound. Let's get into the show. Fair warning, I'm sick AF. What the hell is going on? I haven't surfed in a minute. I did skate yesterday. I haven't snowboarded since Breckenridge Dew Tour. I got to get on it. Because how are you guys going to believe anything I say about any of this stuff if I'm not doing it? I will be doing it. But for now, let's just get into it. Let's start with skate news.
Somebody's gonna get punched. Why does this always seem to happen on the eve of a major holiday?
Skate news is brought to you by our friends at Quincy Woodwrights. When I say Quincy Woodwrights, I mean me too, because I'm part of this fam. Quincy Woodwrights, USA-made skateboards. The wood, the presses, the machines that make these boards, it's all in Houghton, Michigan, up in the mitt. And this is where the good wood is. The good wood comes from, 90-something percent of all skateboard wood comes from Upper Peninsula, Michigan. And we are right there at the source. We got that Michigan pop, folks. So you got USA wood. We got our own graphics, of course. Full line of Quincy Woodwright boards. Killer little skate team as well. And then also we do some full graphic shop decks for the world's best skate shops. We do private boards. We do boards for bands. We do it all. Quincy Woodwrights. Follow us on Instagram at Quincy Woodwrights. Quincy Woodwrights brings us skate news here on the Monday Mass. So, getting right in, you would think this was snow news. It's not. Shaun White made a pretty bold statement regarding the 2020 Olympics in a recent Rolling Stone interview. And this is what he says. Honestly, he was asked about going back to the Olympics for snowboarding, and he said, I'm so motivated to snowboard right now, except there's just one thing getting in the way, skateboarding. He says, I would love to compete as a skateboarder in the 2020 Tokyo Games. And he says, that's what I need to do. So is that what he's going to do? Do you think Shaun White could make the cut? Here's what we know right now about skateboarding in the Olympics. You're basically going to have street league style skating, right? We know Shaun White's not going to do that. Then we got Park. Vans Park series. Shaun White's skateboarding career has basically been vert. Therein lies the question. I'm not doubting Shaun White could make a run for it and potentially qualify for skateboarding the Olympics. But the way to do that is to get into Vans Park Series, one of the qualifiers, win one of these contests in a park. This is not vert. This is basically 10 feet and under with hips, variations of street course, skate park, bowl kind of deal. I know Sean White rips. Of course, he can rip a park. But can he rip a park as hard as Tom Shar, Corey Juno, Jagger Eaton? I mean, the list goes on and on. Alex Sorgente. Could Sean White recalibrate his skateboarding to function in a skate park setting? And could he skate up against Pedro Barros? I don't know. I don't know if I've ever seen Sean White skating in a park per se. But he does have goals. And as we know, Sean White is a man that achieves goals seemingly on the daily. Will Sean White wear those Sean White shoes they sell at Target? There's so many questions. If you ask me, Sean White is going to have a rough road if he thinks he's going to qualify for skateboarding in the Olympics. But, hey, this is Sean White we're talking about. So do not count him out. He's probably pouring cement in his backyard right now, making a Park Series-esque skate park in his backyard just to train. Will he be dropping 900s on the cement? The world might see sooner than we think. I would actually like to see Sean White skating in a park. There's a lot of guys that I think would be pretty cool to watch in Vans Park Series, but you got to earn it. You got to get in there and do it. So the Olympic fever is kind of starting to creep into skateboarding. We'll see how that goes for Sean White. Stay tuned. ETN has a new show out. I just watched the first episode last night. It's called ATV. And it's like a game of skate, but on multiple terrains. Stairs, quarter pipe, flat bar, and a ledge. You got 16 skaters competing. It's hosted by Bam Margera. It's great. The first game was Ashad and Kyle Walker. How's that for a game of skate? So basically what you have is these two skaters, and it's just like a game of skate, but instead of getting the word skate, you get the words, the letters ATV. You get them on three different obstacles. Yeah, just watch it. I'm all about ETN. I like this show. Coming up next on the 20th, you got Cater Silla and Mason Silva. So tune in on ETN.com for ATV. It's great to see Bam hosting again. I back that. This is an inspirational story. It's one of the greatest to ever do it. The best, most stylish, just complete package of a skateboarder. Dylan Rader. Beloved. Everybody's favorite skateboarder. Dylan Rader died of complications from leukemia in October of 2016. And in leading up to his untimely death, I mean, he was only 28 years old, but his mother, Dana Ortiz, was with him the whole way. It's basically his caregiver through the last part of his life. Unbeknownst to a lot of people, his mom, Dana, actually had dreams one day to run the Boston Marathon. And she actually started training, but then Dylan got sick, and so she put those goals or efforts aside to take care of Dylan. And Dylan, you know, he insisted, he tried to get her to keep training, but she just couldn't leave her boy. And again, unfortunately, when Dylan passed away, the whole world mourned. Can't even imagine what it would feel like for his mom. But now, we talk about heroic ladies. This being the year of the woman, this is a perfect story for that. Dana Ortiz is currently training for the San Diego Rock and Roll Marathon, which will be on June 3rd, and she's going to be starting a fundraising campaign, or she already has started it. So in honor of Dylan, Dylan's mom, Dana, is going to be running in the San Diego Rock and Roll Marathon to raise money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. How cool is that? The mom is back on it. She's going to run a marathon and raise money for this horrible disease that took her son. So as of now, I'm looking at the website. It's called teamtraining.org. You can go on there and search for Dana Ortiz's fundraising page in memory of Dylan Reeder. She had a fundraising goal of $10,000. She's already raised $22,550. Let's get that number up. If anybody out there enjoyed watching the skateboarding of Dylan Reeder, or just enjoyed looking, I mean, there was no one on this planet like Dylan Reeder. So, pony up. Give $20 to Dylan's mom. $40, $50, whatever. You can go to teamtraining.org and search for Dana Ortiz's fundraising page. Let's get that total up. Let's go $50,000. Why not? Let's give her over 500% of her goal. Never underestimate mom power. And we got your back, Dana. I'm gonna donate out right after this show. I want to say happy anniversary or happy birthday to a local hardcore skate shop. The corest of the core, the rawest of the raw. The House of Vista in Vista, California. Support your local skate shop. And if you do, maybe they'll last for multiple years, which House of Vista has done. 3 years of radness. So congratulations to House of Vista. They had a big party this weekend. And this is just one shop on a global scale that we need to just, hey, if there's a small skate shop in your town, buy your stuff there. Check them out at the House of Vista, unsolicited. I don't know the people there, but they seem like cool guys. So check them, support them. Got some required viewing for you, Thrasher Magazine's Please Don't Grab My Boob. We got a whole crew of female skaters, and this edit is fire. Lizzie Armanto, Nora Vasconcelos, Lacey Baker, Samario Brevard, Alicia Lee, Nicole House, Brighton Zoyner, Indiara Asp, and more. Ripping Parks, Street, etc. What a fun, awesome edit. Please Don't Grab My Boob. Again, we're talking about 2018 as the year of the woman. And this is more fire for that explosion that's happening right now. I don't even think we need to call it the year. Let's just call it 2018, and we'll just say that's the year. And it just happens to be the year of the woman. It's a great edit. Go watch it. It's on ThrasherMagazine.com. Vert Attack is happening. Vert Attack is coming to Sweden. If you're anywhere near Sweden listening to this, get over to Vert Attack. It's one of the best, most hardcore vert events of the year. Really, there's Rumble at Ramona. There's a couple real, just good old fashioned, hardcore vert contests. This is one of them. Our guy Neil Hendricks will be there, competing and commentating. We want to say, go Neil, bring home the win. That's been skating. Surf News is brought to you by South Coast Surf Shops. South Coast Surf Shops has 5 shops in the San Diego area. I've been to all of them. They're great. Hey, they're great. We're talking about just your classic core surf shops. There's 3 of those in the South Coast surf shop army. But then you've got a Wahini shop for all your women's needs. You've got a closeout shop, which is basically incredibly discounted yet awesome items, wetsuits, board, whatever. Go to South Coast Surf on Instagram at South Coast Surf. Trust me. I grew up in surf shops since I was 7, hanging out in surf shops. I am barely I'm barely hanging on here, but the show must go on. Let's talk surf news. So we got the official Olympic qualification rules. They just dropped on the internet. They just hit the internet like a ton of bricks. And they're very complicated. Let's try to decipher what's going on here. So Olympic surfing will feature 20 men and 20 women. There will be 2 surfers per gender allowed per country. for a max of 4 surfers per country, which is crazy because you think of, okay, so think of Team USA. If the Olympics happened tomorrow in surfing, I would say for men in Team USA, you would, and this could, you could be, you could disagree here, but this is what I would say. John, Griffin Colapinto for the men. For the women, Carissa Moore, Lakey Peterson. Now think of all the surfers you have left. I mean, that is nuts. And that is why we're starting to see a lot of surfers basically changing their nationalities. We're not changing them, but rearranging them, as I guess you could say. But we'll get to that in a minute. Let's just keep talking about how you get on there. So here's what the competitive results factor in, right? Top 10 men, 8 women from the 2019 WSL Championship Tour will be eligible. So if you didn't make the top 10, you're out. Also, at the 2019 ISA World Surfing Games, you got 4 men and 4 women who will be selected based on their continent. The top finishing eligible surfers from each gender from Africa, Asia, Europe, and Oceania. Oceania, which is, you know, Australia, Indonesia, etc. Or, no, yes. You've got the top 4 men and 6 women from the 2020 ISA World Surfing Games will be eligible. The first eligible man and first eligible woman from the 2019 Pan American Games will be eligible. That's a lot of ways to get eligible to be on this team. Japan, as the host nation, is guaranteed spots for 1 man and 1 woman. Unless they qualify through a different scenario, which, speaking of people that have rearranged their nationalities to fit into this Olympic equation, Kanoa Igarashi now surfing for Japan. Maybe for the rest of his life, he says. Tia Blanco, another surfer that made the switch. She is now surfing under the Puerto Rican flag, Puerto Rico. Here's what Tia said on her Instagram. She just won the Corona Pro. She said, best surfing condition, blah, blah, blah. I'm excited to now be representing the Puerto Rican flag for the rest of my surfing career. This was the island I was born on, and it's an honor to represent them. Lucky you, Puerto Rico. You've got Tia Blanco, and she is great. God, she's a really good surfer. She's stunning, yes, but she's just an amazing person, too. Back to the Olympics. Now, you know, it's very complicated. Just like, how do you get into the Olympics for surfing? There's a lot of factors going in here. It goes on and on. All surfers selected by their respective national governing bodies must participate in the 2019 and 2020 ISA World Surfing Games, which seems to take some power out of the hands of the WSL and places it into the hands of the ISA, who, you know, for their credit, that's the organization that really made the Olympic push, the ISA. And the ISA is highly competitive. I've been to these ISA World Championships. They're heavy. And now they're going to be that much heavier. So how do you qualify for the Olympic surfing team? I don't know. You got to surf really good. And you got to be the best surfers in your country or continent or in the ISA contest that day. It won't be as complicated as it sounds once it all starts to happen. But like I said, if it happened tomorrow, Team USA, in my opinion, would be John Florence, Griffin Colapinto, Carissa Moore, and Lakey Peterson. That's it. That's just my opinion. And we've got like two more years to figure that out. But it's going to come fast. Surfing will be in the Olympics along with skateboarding. We'll see. Will Shaun White be on the Olympic skateboarding team? I don't know. This was kind of cool. And I haven't heard much about this. This was a blip in a paragraph in a pre-existing article. One of my favorite surfers currently on tour, Michael February, he is the first black African surfer to compete on the WSL Championship Tour. It's kind of a big deal. I think it should be a bigger deal than it is because this dude absolutely rips. He is one of the nicest people you will ever meet. And I think it should be something that is more celebrated. I think just more people should know it. That's it. Okay. Kelly Slater's got a new board out. And, wow, the dramatic release of the Cymatic. So this is a Slater design with Daniel Thompson. And it looks, it's like a little nuggety board. And here's what Kelly Slater says about this board. Bear with me. We know Slater's a bit of a conspiracy theorist. And this all sounds quite conspiratorial. This is the voice of Kelly Slater. Cymatic is the study of wave phenomena, ESP, sound, and their visual representations. YouTube it to see the shapes that sounds of differing frequencies will create in sand on a metal plate. What? The board looks great. It's got they chop the nose off. It's got a bat tail. And it looks it's like a wider, it's kind of like a sci-fi-ish. Do you know, I haven't seen it in real life. But Slater's ripping it. And this is basically it's kind of down the line from, remember the original Wizard sleeve made by Benji Weatherly that started Slater's whole campaign of going shorter? Yes, it was all Benji's fault. And we appreciate that because whatever Slater does, we all kind of do. I kind of look at it in terms of, think of high fashion, right? Think of the craziest look you see on the runway. You know, like a pink hat with fire coming off of it. You look at that and you think, where am I going with this? Basically, I'm losing it. Hold on. So basically, Slater can ride these kind of strangish looking boards. And then the trickle-down effect is it affects all the boards that we ride. Right? I think the DayQuil's kicking in, guys. Guys, the Tustin. I think the Tustin's kicking in. So Slater rides very unique boards, and that kind of transcends into the boards we ride. We ride maybe not as unique boards as he does, but we're all affected by what he rides. It's always been like that with Kelly Slater. I want to try one of these Cymatic boards. I trust him. I trust Tomo. I trust Kelly. Love him or hate him, those boards look amazing to ride. So that's my review of a board I've never ridden, barely seen. Tussin, hi. O'Neill X Surflines, wave of the winter, narrowed down to 10 waves. And how are the judges for this contest? Jerry Lopez, Shane Dorian, Sean Briley, and Poncho Sullivan. Four guys know a lot about getting tubed. They've narrowed down, I think there was about 40 Wave of the Winter entries. And if you go and look and watch them all, which I did last night, I will tell you, there's only one winner. It's a clear winner. Nathan Florence. And I'm not second-guessing Jerry Lopez, Shane Dorian, Sean Briley, or Poncho Sullivan. Because they have not announced the winner yet. But when they do, I'm telling you, it will be Nathan Florence. It has to be. He'll win $10,000 for this wave. A double sucker at back door. Should and will win. Nathan Florence. My favorite author, Don Winslow, was interviewed on the SurfersJournal.com. And Don Winslow is... this dude's the best. I mean, he writes... He started off writing kind of these surf noir crime dramas all set in San Diego, Laguna Beach... And then now he's writing about the police in New York and drug lords. If you have never read a Don Winslow novel, you should. And he was interviewed on the Surfers Journal. They asked him this question: what are the unique challenges of writing about surfing? Don Winslow says, "I don't want to push this too far, but writing about surfing is similar to writing about sex. It's easy to slip into silly pornography and cliches. Crime writing can also quickly become a parody. She was blonde, beautiful, and dead. With surfing, you have the same added challenge of navigating between readers who know the experience of surfing very well and a general interest audience who doesn't know at all. So what Don Winslow does incredibly well, at least in the books that have moments of surfing in them, is there's no kookiness when it comes to what he puts in his stories regarding surfing. He's got a detective novel called Dawn Patrol, where the detective is a surfer. And this is the book that, I mean, that he's got a book called The Death and Life of Bobby Z, Kings of Cool. These are all books that just kind of touch on surfing, but it's really the whole, it's a crime thriller. And I just want to throw it out there. Thank you, Surfer's Journal, for interviewing Don Winslow, because he is my hero. I interviewed Don Winslow in 2001 in Transworld. I'm just saying. You know, it's like when you find that indie rock band that you love. And you, I found him first. I found him first. Now everybody loves him. But that's neither here nor there. Check out the Don Winslow interview on thesurfersjournal.com. It's great. Love this dude. Laura Enever, Surfing Shipsterns. Gnarly. Laura Enever is filming a documentary. And how does she start it off? Tone in to heavy ship sterns. She is a tiny thing too, and she is gnarly. Find that clip on the internet. The Rip Curl Bells Pro, men's and women, is coming March 28th. My fantasy team took a dump right on my computer. It's Snapper. And I'm coming back. I'm gonna pick my team with my brain, not my heart, for Bells. I'm coming for you, Fantasy World. So we're going to talk a lot about Bells next week on the Monday Mass. So that's been surf news. We're getting there, guys and girls, action sports fans. Brought to you by Torrey Holistics. Torrey Holistics is a fully licensed, fully reputable, incredible, and delightful place. I've been there. It's a medical marijuana or recreational marijuana superstore. It's in Sereno Valley. You can go to Torrey.Holistics on Instagram, at Torrey.Holistics, and basically show up with your ID, go in. I go in there, I get my CBDs. And I'm good to go. I see people in there getting Mary Jane, all the good strains. I don't know. I don't partake in that side of it, but I do go in there and get my CBDs. A lot of people ask me, where do you get CBD oil? And I say, Torrey Holistics. So it's been snowing like crazy all over the northern hemisphere, North America, Mammoth. Kirkwood, everywhere. It's been dumping. People are fired up. I love it. Late winter push. So even though I haven't had the chance to get up and get Traup and Pow, everybody I know has. So good job, everybody, getting out there and getting after it. One thing that got me super fired up to go snowboarding was the drop of this year's X Games Real Snow. This is a video contest where they give medals for video parts. And every year, this series comes out. They do it for skate. They do it for ski. They do it for BMX, I think. But X Games Real Snow, this is a real battle for snow supremacy. And I had to hit up. This guy has been a judge for X Games Real Snow, I think, the past 4 years. He's not one this year. He could probably make a real snow video. He's still really damn good at snowboarding. He is a homie. Eddie Wall. He is a constant contributor to the Monday Mass, and we love him for that. So we had to hit Eddie Wall to give us his take on X Games Real Snow. Here's Eddie Wall.
Chris Snowtay, what's up, buddy? Eddie Wall here, calling you from, where am I? Snowbird, Utah. Riding some Pow, pretty fun. Giving you an update on Real Snow, X Games, Real Snow video contest, unreal this year. And let's just get right into it. Breezy, what you could expect, huge wall rides, really big features. I mean, he actually travels around with, you know, one of those bobcats and to build his landings. So that's the level that he's on. To me, his favorite tricks, or my favorite tricks of his part, were his last two tricks, the gap out to the bottom kink, backside 450, and then switch backside 450. It was nice to see Breezy just doing some hitting some rails instead of like flying off of a 10-story building. Ozzy Henning, you know, he's like a snowboarder's snowboarder. Super stylish, creative. His spot selection and trick selection are just what most of us want to see. My favorite trick that he did, cabs 270 through the down flat rail. Really perfect and really hard trick. Anto Chamberlain, you know, coming into this with a silver from last season, his opening, or in the opening montage, that switchboard slide with a yellow jacket through that super long double kink rail, kind of curved, really impressive. Anto has a really powerful style, a lot of board control. His board slide through that down flat kink to close out, which was his second to last trick, was really gnarly, really high consequence. And then his final trick, which I don't even really know how to explain it, but it's basically an Andrak hand drag over that rainbow rail, but then he switches it up halfway through and grabs Stalefish and then drags his front hand. Really cool, because it's not this wow factor trick. It's more of a really difficult trick that nobody can do, but it's just really creative and cool. Bodie Merrill, once again, another extremely creative rider. Half of his part was just had 1 foot strapped in, linked all sorts of lines together, like hitting a bunch of little rails before a big rail and things like that. That's really cool and creative. I think my two favorite tricks of his were the gap to lip slide and then laying down and calling it coffin sliding underneath like a really short rail. That was really crazy. And his ender, the circle rail, and then he kind of falls and wall rides down through the circle and lands in another level. Yeah, which that's Bodie. He's on another level. Benny Urban was really stoked on this part, really surprised by this part. I don't know a ton about his riding, but man, you know, here's the thing with the Real Snow. I think a lot of guys really want to get a wow factor out there. They want to jump off buildings. They want to hit stuff that's really, really big and crazy, but the actual tricks a lot of times are pretty basic. You know, it might be a boardside 270 off of a roof or something, but what Benny does is actually hits, you know, urban rails and does really, really hard tricks, like his switch back lip on that big kink rail, his gap to back 270 on that up flat down rail, and then the front three to 50-50 over the chain that's halfway down a rail, and then his ender, his back 50 on that really, really crazy kind of kinky rail. It was like a million kinks in it. But yeah, it was just really refreshing to see somebody just doing really hard tricks on actual rails. Frank Bourgeois coming back from a gold from last year, and as you can see, you know, that's why Frank gets the gold. I mean, he is one of those guys who can combine really big tricks, really creative tricks, and really technical tricks all at the same time in one clip. His front board to backflip transfer in the beginning of his part was insane. The backside 270 hard way, like from the bridge and then landing in the wall ride. I talked to him last week. He actually broke both of his wrists trying that. So it goes to show how gnarly it is. That front flip to kind of upside down wall ride underneath the bridge was unbelievable. I think that was kind of a jaw dropper for most riders. And then his ender, that front board close out rail popping over into that dam type of landing wall ride concrete thing. Unbelievable. Frank just is a beast. So for me, I think top three, third would be Bodie, second would be Benny, first would be Frank Bourgeois again. And also, I wouldn't be surprised if Anto, Ozzy, or Breezy was up in that top three. It would not surprise me at all. But you know, I think it's got to go Frank in first, Bodie in second, or Benny in second, and Bodie in third. All right, man. Sorry this was so long, but a lot of stuff to go over. And talk to you soon. Bye.
100% agree with you, Eddie Wall. Frank Bourgeois' part is a mind bender. Wow. So that's pretty much your snow news for now. Lots of snow stuff coming up just due to the fact that it's been snowing like crazy. So we will have more reports from around the globe next week. So, let's go to music news. So like you probably probably heard at the top of the show, the smash hit, Friends Coming Home, made by yours truly. I played all the instruments, sang, did a little dancing, recorded it a couple weeks ago with Chris Prescott. Chris Prescott, San Diego super drummer. He's been in a couple bands you may have heard of. No Knife, Pinback, Rocket from the Crypt. He rules. He's got a studio called The Belly of the Whale. I recorded this song in there, 2 weeks ago? Dropped it on Friday. And it went viral. No, it didn't go viral. It got out there. People shared it. Thank you, everybody, for sharing it. One person that shared it was Chaz Smith and the good people at Beach Grit. They put the new song up, and the reviews are in. Here's a couple of the reviews that I got on my hit single, Friends Coming Home, on BeachGrit.com. Bubba Zanetti said, "Anybody who dares to suck that hard and not give a fuck is a legend. Thank you, Bubba." Truth said, "I thought Coté was fat. Fucker must be on Rockstar Hammer diet, because he's looking like a bald Lane Staley. I don't know who Lane Staley is, but thank you, Truth." Mundus, "Always liked Coté's sense of humor. His music sucks. Maybe that's the joke." Thank you. Active Shooter says, "I love the vibe of Chris Coté. This clip was entertaining and fun. I'm not spending any money on it, but still pretty cool." Thank you, Active Shooter. That was really nice. Trogan Fan is a legendary hater commentator on Beach Grit. "Look, it's a terrible song to be sure, but there's something I admire about a guy like Chris. He does what he enjoys and apparently doesn't give a shit about what anyone else thinks." That's true. And Wiggly's Paddling Style, another legendary commentator on Beach Grit message board, says, "I was hoping this was a musical suicide note because nobody had adopted the term 540. Now, those are some of the greatest reviews a guy could get. Why don't you give me your reviews? I'm going to leave you with more of the smash hit single, Friends Coming Home, from Chris Coté solo. That's been another episode of the Monday Mass. I hope you enjoyed it. And I'm going to go drink probably 4 cups of DayQuil. Really get this party started. And I'll see you next week. I'll be feeling 100%. Can't wait. Stay tuned. More of the world's greatest action sports podcast, The Monday Mass, will be coming at you every Monday. And big news about this podcast coming soon. Thank you to our sponsors, Baja Bound, ViewOnline.com, and rights, and all the rest. Love you a long time. It's gonna be just like good times. Why does this always seem to happen on the eve of a major holiday? Now you're on the edge of a blackout. It's just what you do want to do. That really escalated quickly. How were you supposed to know? It's 'cause your friends came home. You've got your friends coming home. And yes, it always happens on the eve of a major holiday. You've got your friends coming home. You got your friends coming home. It always happens on the eve of a major holiday. You got your friends coming home. You got your friends coming home. It always happens on the eve of a major holiday. You got your friends coming home. Your friends coming home. You got your friends coming home. This time to ruin Christmas. You're gonna ruin Easter. Yeah, they're ruining Thanksgiving.